Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon, at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll do some dusting, we'll hear from Pepe Le Pew, have some musical blossoms, take inventory, and we'll celebrate a wedding. The girl's name, Cherie, is of French origin, and its meaning is dear or darling, and the French phrase, mon chéri, means my dear. I don't know about you, but when I hear Cherie and mon chéri, I immediately think of that amorous Mephitis of Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies cartoons fame, Pepe Le Pew, created by Chuck Jones and voiced by Mel Blanc. You remember Pepe Le Pew.
All right, chérie, the courtship is over. I missed, fortunately for you. So now, mon chérie, we can begin life anew. Keep your guard up, chérie.
Last week I played Wait Till You See Ma Chérie by Ben Pollock and his Park Central Orchestra, but here are some other chéries.
Thank you. imagine just a little love nest for two. Keeping our affair strictly on for a new is hesitating to me, cherie, is aggravating. Come on, say we. Just think of all the love you're missing. You might as well give in and let me hear you say we, cherie.
Within your eyes I see that light of love that I've been always dreaming of. Cherie, although I know it cannot be, I give up all to heed the call of love. There's danger in your eyes, cherie, but I don't care. I'd give up paradise, cherie, your love to share. Your kisses taste like wine, and when your lips meet mine, I know that any sin with you would be divine. There's danger in your charm, cherie, but all the bliss to linger in your arms, cherie, and just kiss and kiss. Just tell me when and where we'll have our love affair. There's danger in your eyes, cherie, for me, but I don't care. There's danger in your eyes, cherie, but I don't care. I give up paradise, cherie, your little love to share. Your kisses taste like wine, and when your lips meet mine, I know that any sin with you would be divine. There's danger in your charm, cherie, but all the bliss to linger in your arms, cherie, and just kiss and kiss. Just tell me when and where we'll have our love affair. There's danger in your eyes, cherie.
haven't heard from that dashing, debonair man about town, Harry Richmond, in a while, but there he was with There's Danger in Your Eyes, Cherie, written by Harry Richmond along with Pete Wendling and Jack Meskill. Backing Harry on that December 11, 1929 Brunswick recording is Earl Burtnett and his Los Angeles Biltmore Hotel Orchestra. There's Danger in Your Eyes, Cherie was introduced in the picture Puttin' on the Ritz, which was Harry Richmond's screen debut and also included With You and the title tune. That was preceded by Lou Conrad with Leo Reisman and his orchestra and Say We, Cherie. Vincent Humans wrote the tune and the lyrics were by J. Russell Robinson and George Wagner. That's from the 1930 United Artists comedy romance picture What a Widow, starring Gloria Swanson as a young woman whose elderly husband dies and leaves her $5 million. Whereupon she goes to Paris. Gloria Swanson herself recorded Say We, Cherie in Hollywood for Victor on July 25, 1930, with Leroy Scheel directing the orchestra, but it was never released. We begin that Cherie set, appropriately enough, with Cherie. That was Paul Whiteman and his orchestra on April 21, 1921. Cherie was written by Irving Bebo, who, in addition to a few other popular songs, also wrote The Cardinals Are Charging in 1960, which was the march song for the St. Louis Cardinals NFL football team, now the Arizona Cardinals. Who knew? I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to the unusually high order of entertainment, Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. It might have been a little more appropriate back in the spring, but no matter. Here, for no particular reason, is a set of rapidly rotating records about blossoms, beginning with Nat Shilkret and his orchestra.
Thank you.
blossom time, and we'll be so happy that morning in June. Bells will chime in apple blossom time, oh, they can't ring out too soon. We'll do what all sweethearts do under the sun. We'll go in the church as two, walk out as one. Rain or shine in apple blossom time, you'll be mine, all mine.
Ted Weems and his orchestra, and When You Were the Blossom of Buttercup Lane from February 16, 1931. George W. Meyer wrote the tune, and Elmo Tanner sang the Al Dubin and Al Bryan lyric. Before that, it was the Hit of the Week Orchestra, directed by Bert Hirsch, with You'll Be Mine in Apple Blossom Time. The vocalist was Dick Robertson, and that Hit of the Week cardboard record was released to newsstands on Thursday, May 6th, 1931, as HOW 1143. We begin that blooming set with Blossoms That Bloom in the Moonlight. That was Nat Shilkret and his orchestra on October 16th, 1928. Blossoms That Bloom in the Moonlight was written by Ben Black and James Dietrich. A couple of weeks ago, my friend, ragtime pianist and composer John Reed Torres, posted a picture on Facebook of himself with a bottle of New Grape Soda. New Grape Soda was invented in 1906 by pharmacist James Mangum and was first bottled in 1921. It was made and distributed in Ola, Louisiana for many years, and in 1933, the National New Grape Company was founded in Atlanta, Georgia. The National New Grape Company building was erected in 1937 and occupied by New Grape until 1971. It still stands, but was converted to loft apartments in 1990. New Grape is still being bottled in Kentucky and Washington State and is available in many parts of the country. So popular was New Grape in the 20s that there were a couple of songs written about it, and here is one of them.
I got a new grape, nice and fine. Three rings around the bottle is a ginger wine. I got your ice cold new grape. I got a new grape, nice and fine. Got plenty of invitations, but did none like mine. I got your ice cold new grape. Way down yonder in the promised land, I'll run and tell your mama you're the new grape man. I got your ice cold new grape. Little children's in the backyard playing in the sand, I'll run and tell your mama you're the new grape man. I got your ice cold new
at a bell house show. but I don't want that old thing no more.
She had everything. She had everything. You look good to me, mama. I guess you got everything.
I made a mama out of luck. Said, get all you want for a lousy buck.
I got everything. I got everything. You look good to me, mama. I guess you got everything.
Ned was a good old soul. He never missed a piece of jelly roll.
He got everything. He got everything. You look good to me, mama. I guess you got everything.
But now he's sorry about the way he acts. A gal put a permanent hump in his back.
She had everything. She had everything. You look good to me, mama. I guess you got everything.
I had a date that looked like a safe bet, but I wait 2 hours and she ain't come yet.
I done everything. I done everything. You look good to me, mama. I guess you got everything.
Drunk with 100 men,
they had everything. She had everything. You look good to me, mama. I guess you got everything.
I seen your old mammy the other day. When I found out she would give it away.
I got everything. I got everything. You look good to me, mama. I guess you got everything.
Singing. baby, don't ring my thing so rough. Now when her ringer rings my singer sings a ringer, and it's just too bad. Oh, it never had nobody to put that thing on me. But man, she took me through that first, second, and third degree. I said that I got the singer, but my baby's got the ringer, and she rings my singer truck.
Jeb O. Smith's Rhythm Aces and I Got the Stinger from a Brunswick 78 made in Chicago on June 7, 1929. Trumpeter Cladis Jeb O. Smith was born in Pembroke, Georgia on Christmas Eve 1908 and formed his quintet The Rhythm Aces at the behest of Brunswick Record Company executive Mayo Williams. The group made a total of 19 sides between January and August of 1929. In addition to playing trumpet on that recording, Jeb O. Smith also sang the vocal and wrote I Got the Stinger. And those of you who are familiar with my cocktail posts on Facebook know that last week when I came across that record, I made a stinger, which is made with brandy and white cream de menthe. I may just have another after the show. Before I Got the Stinger, we heard brothers Bill Quillian and Rufus Quillian with I Got Everything. That Columbia 78 was made in Atlanta, Georgia on December 7, 1930, and the guitarist was Perry Bechtel, who was a sideman for a number of territory bands around Atlanta in the late 20s and early 30s. Rufus Quillian was born in Gainesville, Georgia on February 2, 1900, and Ben on June 23, 1907. They both worked at the Terrace Dry Cleaning Plant and managed to get a spot on WATL Radio as the Blue Harmony Boys, the name also used when they recorded for Paramount. Their Columbia recordings were made under their own names. We started off with the New Grape Twins, and I Got Your Ice Cold New Grape. The New Grape Twins were African-American brothers Mark and Matthew Little, and they really were twins, born September 16, 1888, in Tenille, Washington County, Georgia. That Columbia recording was made in Atlanta on November 2, 1926, and in the 1930 census, Mark Little is listed as an advertiser for the New Grape plant. Matthew Little died on August 20, 1962, and brother Mark on July 17, 1965, both in Georgia. Their other New Grape recording was New Grape is a Flavor You Can't Forget, recorded April 8, 1927, and they also made four other issued sides, all religious songs. I've never had a New Grape soda, but I'm told New Grape is a flavor you can't forget, and that's not necessarily a good thing. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast. The subject of this next segment is dust. Why? Tell 'em, George.
Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is dust. D-U-S-T.
Really?
You bet your life!
Here's the Golden Gate Orchestra.
Thank you.
Afternoon to give the public what they want, and the public wants real good first class music, and we're gonna give them the Dusty Bottom Blues.
Thank you.
Richard M. Jones and his Jazz Wizards with a triple R debut, Dusty Bottom Blues, from November 24, 1926. Dusty Bottom Blues was written by Richard M. Jones and refers to the effects of playing piano in a canvas-covered and dirt-floored venue. Normally, Richard M. Jones played piano, but in this case, he turned the keyboard over to George Reynolds so he could act as MC, exuberantly introducing the players by name. Before that, also making its triple R debut, was African-American blues pianist Will Ezell with Heifer Dust from February of 1929. Will Ezell was born December 23, 1892, in Brenham, Texas, and there's a detailed biography of him on Professor Bill Edwards' website, regpiano.com. The term heifer dust has several definitions, including powdered non-dairy creamer, Bull Durham brand tobacco, and nonsense or rubbish, but the most common meaning seems to be bullshit, or more politely, manure. We started off with Dust and the Donkey by the California Ramblers, who recorded for Perfect as the Golden Gate Orchestra, and that Perfect 78 was made in New York on May 4, 1925. Dust and the Donkey was written by Howdy Quixell. I last played that record in 2008 from a Timeless Historical CD, but this transfer and restoration is courtesy of listener Rich in Illinois and is definitely superior. Thanks for sharing, Rich. This past Friday, I attended a wedding, that of my brother. So, with congratulations and best wishes to Kelly and Tom for a long and happy life together, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about weddings, beginning with the Victor Military Band. Thank you. There are lots of recordings of What a Wonderful Wedding That Will Be, but that's one of the peppiest and best. The Horace Heidt Orchestra, with an unidentified vocal trio, doing their best Rhythm Boys imitation. That Victor recording was made in Oakland on March 9, 1928, and you just gotta love that arrangement with the bell chords, and especially the siren whistle at the end. What a Wonderful Wedding That Will Be was composed by Sammy Fain, with the lyric by Irving Kail and Francis Wheeler. Before that, from February 10, 1939, we heard Bert Ambrose and his orchestra with The Wedding of the Sophisticated Dutch Doll, written by Sid Phillips. I guess that's some sort of play on The Wedding of the Painted Doll, which was written by Arthur Freed and Nacio Herb Brown and featured in the Broadway Melody of 1929. We started off that wedding celebration with the Victor Military Band, conducted by Raymond Hubble, from all the way back on December 7th, 1915, and Hip Hip Hooray. While Hip Hip Hooray is a nice cheer and appropriate for a wedding, I suppose, I chose this record because it's actually a medley of three tunes, The Ladder of Roses, The Good Ship Honeymoon, and The Wedding of Jack and Jill. And once again, congratulations and best wishes to Kelly and Tom, he better known to many as T.R. I'm Glenn Robison, known to many simply as G, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.